Hi, love. My name is Nitika Chopra, and I am your host for the podcast Thriving Together. I'm so excited about this show because we are going to genuinely be on the journey together. I'll be sharing lots of behind the scenes and as many unfiltered moments from my life as I possibly can, as I take you through what it has meant for me to learn how to thrive and the ways that I'm still learning every single day. While you will be on your own journey of thriving, figuring out what that means for you, and I know that so many of you out there might not even know if thriving is possible, but I want you to know through this podcast and this show that it absolutely is, that it has to be on your own terms. Thank you so much for being here with me, and let's get started with thriving together. Hey, loves. This is Nitika Chopra, and I am here for the first episode of my podcast called Thriving Together. I actually recorded a sort of demo first episode a few weeks ago when I didn't even know what the name was going to be, and I decided to re-record the first episode for this podcast because I just feel a little bit more grounded, a little bit more centered, and yeah, I've decided to add some like video to the experience, even though being on video is a little challenging for me these days, and I'm actually going to get into a little bit about why that is in this episode. So I wanted to, first of all, start this podcast and sort of complete the other one that I had called The Point of Pain, which is still available everywhere that you stream podcasts, so please check it out. It's something I'm so proud of, and just a show that will be in my heart forever. But I wanted to do something different because I'm different. I've changed. Things about my life are so different. And I'm also learning so much about what this community needs, what folks who are living with chronic illnesses need. I think for me as a creator, what I need. So I decided to start something different and stop focusing so much on the pain and the depth of things and going super intensely so deep into everything, although it's kind of like my favorite thing to do. But in an effort to hopefully speak to more people and have more people resonate and feel seen with what we're doing here, and just like not feel so intimidated by the conversation, I think talking about things in this new way is going to be really exciting and really fun and really supportive for hopefully everyone who comes on the journey with us. So Thriving Together is actually the name of the podcast that my amazing community at Chronicon helped me choose. So shout out to all of you. If you're listening to this episode, you're a huge part of it. You're in my heart right now. I'm thinking of so many of you angels, which is what I call the members of our community at Chronicon. And yeah, and it's something that we've been kind of unpacking for a while. So in the month of January, which is right now, because that's when this podcast is going to launch, we have our theme for the month in Chronicon is Thriving Together. So I named it after this podcast, and we're sort of doing a whole month focusing on it. And the cool thing about Chronicon is that we have new themes every single month. So the reason why Thriving Together was such a big thing for me is because I really learned how to thrive and what that even means through my journey with living with a chronic illness. And I'm going to talk a little bit more today about what that journey has been like. Just the ins and outs of even like the word and the concept of thriving. So for me, I feel like thriving is aspirational, it's uplifting, it can feel supportive, but I know when I first launched Chronicon and I started to talk to them, to like our members about our themes and stuff like that, and our first theme was thriving, there were a lot of people that were kind of triggered by it and like didn't see themselves as someone who could thrive and didn't see themselves as someone who could even like show up to that conversation at all, because honestly, they were like barely keeping it together and having a really genuinely very hard time, or they had been kind of beat down by a lot of things in life or by relationships or even people in their lives. They had been in serious pain and discomfort in their bodies. So to then say to them, you get to thrive, like, come on, let's go thrive. It honestly kind of feels like a bit of a slap in the face in some ways because it can feel like you're not even hearing me. You're not even understanding like what I'm dealing with. And I think what was really fascinating for me as the founder of Chronicon and someone who was like creating all the content for it was just putting words to what I actually was experiencing in my own life, what I actually meant by having us sign on to thrive, which is that thriving is not about someone else's view of what thriving means. Thriving is about what it means for you to be thriving. And everything we do is always about that. Everything I do is always about that. And so when I say we, I mean like for Chronicon too, right? So it's not about like, oh, Nitika thrives when she like gets to put on some makeup and like does a bunch of work and feels really motivated to work out or something, right? Maybe that's my ultimate thriving day, which definitely is like a version of it sometimes. But thriving is something that you get to create for yourself. So like if you're going through a really hard time, like when I was going through my divorce, oh my goodness. Thriving for me was like I brushed my teeth twice today. And I didn't completely fall apart on the floor and cry the entire day. So now I can consider myself someone who is thriving today. Or when I was going through obviously like the hard stuff with my health just at different times. Oh my gosh, like, yeah, just getting through the day was thriving for me, right? So it wasn't about like, oh, I saw so and so on Instagram do, 50 jumping jacks or do a headstand or do something or whatever. Like so and so just got engaged. Like they're clearly thriving. Is that what I'm supposed to look like? No. No. And our time together and the work that we do at Chronicon every single day is always about like this is about what it means for you to thrive. This is about you. It's not about me. And it's not about that person that you're following on Instagram. And it's not about even like your next door neighbor or your best friend or your mom or whoever it might be. This is about you. So I really, really want you to know that. I want you to hear that. I want you to get that. And that's what all of our time together is always going to be about. It's always going to be about you. And I hope you take that in. I hope you take a deep breath and take that in because you are what's important here. You're the reason why I show up. You're the reason why I honestly like fight through so much doubt and physical discomfort and spiritual confusion and all of that because of you. Because you're the thing, the person that matters to me the most, not the thing. You're not a thing. You're what matters to me the most. So I hope you feel that. I hope you take that in. And I will do everything I can to constantly remind you of that, as I'm always doing for the angels that I speak to every day in our community. And yeah, and I'm gonna be talking about Chronicon a lot in this show. I do want you to know that because honestly, because it's the love of my life. Like it genuinely is the absolute love of my life. And at the same time, I'm never someone who's like trying to force someone to join something if they're not into it. I'm not like that kind of a salesperson. I'm like not, it's not my jam. But I just want you to just prepare for that in some ways. Like I will mention the angels in our community. I will mention what we're doing and the content that we're sharing in there. I'll probably mention like different ahas or stories because it's something that, just guides me every day in my life. But I'm also going to make sure that, like, whether or not you're a part of our community or not, and honestly, like, whether or not you have a chronic illness, like, this is not just for people who have chronic illnesses, you will be able to see yourself in what we're talking about. You will be able to connect to the content if it's something, if thriving is something that you're interested in, then like you are in the right place no matter where you're coming from, is basically my point. So the other thing that I wanted to do was to really just share, like, why this year has been so hard for me and like why I'm coming out with a podcast about thriving. I'm literally laughing at myself. Why I'm coming out with a podcast about thriving after a year that pretty much looked like the opposite of thriving. So I would say about, let's see, when was it? Last fall. So actually in 2020, 2021, the fall of 2021, I had just like a really hard couple of months. Both of my grandparents passed, and it was really, really, really hard on my family. They were definitely just like two of the most wonderful, special, just incredible people. And, you know, to have those two people like at the head of our family and just have like so many memories with them and so many traditions, really, right? It's like that was the one of the biggest parts, just all the different holidays or like anytime somebody had like something to celebrate or anytime somebody was going through a hard time. Like my Nanima and my Nanaji, who are my grandparents on my mom's side, were just there for all of us, always, all the time. And I along with all of their grandkids, honestly, had like, we all have like our own very special relationship with both of them. And I especially had a very, very, very close relationship with my Nanima, my grandmother. And a lot of that actually was centered around our health. I got diagnosed with my first chronic illness just a couple of years after she got diagnosed with a really severe, debilitating illness. And so when I would have a hard time growing up as a kid, and when my psoriasis would flare, or when I got arthritis, or just different things, like I would always think about my Nanima and think about how strong she is and how graceful she was and how like she always was just so beautiful and, you know, beautiful from like the inside out, truly, and just had this like chirpy, like sweet spirit about her that just like made everybody want to be like happier and lighter and more connected to that sort of energy. That's at least how I felt about her. And we would have like lots of inside jokes, and I'd call her all these like cute nicknames, and she'd call me cute nicknames, and it was just like really, really, really special. And so her passing was just like really hard. And then my grandfather passed shortly after, and that was just really hard. It was just a lot of change at once. And in between the two of them passing, right after my grandmother passed, actually, I got COVID. And I have been on high alert since the beginning of the pandemic. I had really been afraid. Not gonna lie, I'd been really afraid to get COVID, being immune compromised, and just having this feeling that my body would probably not respond well to this crazy virus, this like, you know, intense virus, I should say. And just, yeah, just like really trying to be careful and all those things. And so when I got it, I was really upset, really scared. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I had like the Delta variant, which was really intense. I was full blown, like very, very, very sick for at least 10 days. And honestly, like during that experience, and yeah, it's strange to share these things, you know, in this way, because I like really haven't shared anything publicly, at all. About this process. I shared obviously that my grandparents passed or, you know, whatever, but I haven't really gone into the details of what's been happening. And so this is, I'm feeling pretty vulnerable right now in sharing all this with you. But the good thing is that I honestly had the community as a part of it every single step of the way. So, like, every time something was happening, they were the first people that I told outside of like my immediate close friends and family. And I know a lot of you are listening, so I feel a little safer knowing that. But yeah, so I got COVID and got very, very sick. And long story short, kind of thought that I had like overcome it, kind of thought that, okay, all right, that was awful, but like we passed it, we're fine, we're gonna be good. And then about around Thanksgiving of 2021, so about like almost 2 months after I got it, I started having double vision like on Thanksgiving Day. I woke up that morning and I was like, I don't think I'm seeing properly. I don't know. And I've never had anything with my vision in that way. So it was pretty jarring, but also like kind of confusing. And anyway, so all day I was kind of confused. And then it just so happens my brother is a resident in ophthalmology. So he, just became an eye doctor. And he was with us because it was Thanksgiving. So we were all together and he gave me like a little eye exam. Just at home, and he saw that my eye was sort of like drooping. It kind of looked like what you would see, like a palsy, like if you've heard of Bell's palsy, when someone's face sort of droops or something like that. We thought, oh, maybe it's that, but just like in your eye, which can happen with like viruses and things like that. So we didn't want to like freak out too much, but I'm in a family with there are a few doctors in the family, so they, of course, did their due diligence and quickly got me an MRI, quickly got me like a blood test for certain things and all of that. And honestly, it all came back inconclusive. It was all pretty much like, this doesn't show anything. So there are other tests we could do, but for now, I think you should just like hang tight, assume it's probably like long haul stuff, and like you'll like it'll like within a few months, like it should like go back to normal and you'll be fine. And I was like, okay. Anyway, that was like beginning of December, end of November, and then fast forward from like then to the end of May, it was some of the hardest months of my life. Not gonna lie, I saw double all the time, and it wasn't just like my vision was impaired, it was like my brain was short-circuiting. It felt so uncomfortable and so hard, and I felt like it was this like I don't know, I didn't know what was happening, so I don't even know how to describe it, but yeah, it just felt like my brain was short-circuiting every time I tried to like just go downstairs to do a simple thing. Like I remember this one day I was going to see a friend who lived in my building in Brooklyn, so it's like the same area. You just like go down the elevator, go up to her apartment, like it's not a long place to walk or anything. But I was literally spinning and holding on to the walls, trying to find the door to her apartment because I couldn't see straight. And there were so many experiences like that, and so many times I had to start wearing an eye patch. I was home alone a lot during that time because it was so hard for me to get outside and to be around people. It was just really, really hard. And then, probably like by the beginning of April to the end of May was like the hardest part. And all of a sudden, my face muscles started changing. So I couldn't smile properly anymore. And a lot of you, if you've seen me, like I have a pretty big smile. It's a pretty big part of my face. But all of a sudden, I noticed I'd be like on FaceTime with a friend, and I'd be like, wait a second, why is like my smile not opening? Like, I don't understand. And then it got really bad when I started losing my ability to talk properly. And I would show up at Chronicon events because we did them every week. We do them every week. And I would literally be like, guys, I'm having trouble talking. So you might have to like lead this with amongst yourselves, or like have a guest and be like, if I start choking or I can't talk properly, just know it's because of this. It's just long haul. I'm sure it'll be fine. Anyway, so all of this was going on and it was really hard. And then by the time like the end of May came around, I basically got a test for like some more tests for some specific conditions. And one of them was myasthenia gravis, which is a condition that can present a lot like MS, but multiple sclerosis, but it's not the same thing. And it's basically where like the receptors in your brain aren't giving the message to your muscles to move properly. So it's not like the actual muscle isn't moving, it's the receptor that's having a problem. And yeah, it was like off the charts, like, oh, you have this thing. And it was most likely triggered by you getting a really severe case of COVID. It actually happens to be the condition that my grandmother also had for over 30 years. Maybe it was something that was already dormant in me because it is an autoimmune disease and I have two others. Like, there's so many things, although it's not genetic. And what I will say, and this podcast is about thriving, so I promise you that this is leading to that. But I think a lot of us talking about thriving is also being honest about the ways that we aren't thriving, about the things that are challenging and the things that really make us question if we are capable of thriving. And I for sure questioned that during that time. And then when I got the diagnosis, I ended up subletting my apartment in Brooklyn. And I'm actually like in my brother's apartment right now because I'm in the city. If you can hear like background noise, that's what's happening. But yeah, I'm in my brother's apartment right now in the city coming. Yeah, he had to come here for a couple of days. So I'm like crashing at his place. But I subletted my apartment for 5 months. By the time this podcast comes out, I will have been back at my apartment in Brooklyn, which I'm really excited about that next chapter. But I basically had to move home to New Jersey. And never in a million years would I think at the age of 41 that I would be diagnosed with another illness after already living with two for 30 years, or that I would be moving home to my parents' place because I needed help. I needed someone to take care of me. And I'm so grateful that I could do that. It's such a privilege for one. But I'm also just like, I feel so lucky. My parents are incredible caretakers. They've been wonderful. Living with your family, especially when you're older, comes with its challenges, but I would say like 95% of it has been just such a gift. And I will never forget this time with them. We've made a lot of special memories, and they've also just been there for me in ways that I needed more than I even realized. So, what I want you to know with consideration around thriving and with thinking about thriving is that exactly how I started this conversation today. Like, you might think, oh, we're talking about thriving. Like, that means I have to like do it the way that this person does it, or like even do it the way that my younger self did it. Like, first of all, my hair is, sorry, if you're seeing my video of this and you're seeing me distracted by my hair, it's because it's driving me a bit nuts right now. But yeah, I want you to know that thriving, even for me, like I've constantly compared myself to the version of me before I got myasthenia gravis, or the version of me when I was feeling super healthy at different points in my life, or sometimes it's like when I was skinnier or whatever, when I had more energy or whatever it might be. And I think the point of this whole conversation is that like thriving together is about, what is your version of thriving right now? So for me, I had to move home for several months in order to get back to or get to a place of thriving for myself. And I think sometimes it can be so easy to like shame ourselves or be down on ourselves or feel like super disappointed or whatever it might be, and think we're moving backwards when we have to take steps like that, in order to take care of ourselves. And I know I definitely struggled with that. I was like, oh my God, how can this be happening? Like, are you serious? Like, I am doing so many things in my life. Like, why am I here? How could I be back here? Like, I was here, when I was like 17 years old. But yeah, I needed to go back there. I needed to get help. I needed to get care. And there's no shame in that. And it's actually been such an incredible gift because I feel so much stronger now that I took that time, that I took that pause, that I took some of that external pressure and stress of trying to keep up with things in Brooklyn while I really was not okay, so that I could come back so much more motivated, so much healthier. I look back at a lot of the time that I've spent over the last like several months has been just looking back at the last year and thinking to myself, I cannot believe I was dealing with all of this and doing all of these things, beating myself up the entire time. Like anytime I would try to go meet a friend and then I'd have to come home, or a friend would invite me out, or I'd get invited to something and I'd have to say no because I wasn't feeling well, or I'd show up for a Chronicon event on Zoom and like I couldn't talk properly. I was constantly feeling bad about it and frustrated and thinking like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you just like able to do more or show up better or, push through or whatever? And I just can't believe that I was doing that because, I mean, I can tell you right now, if anyone, any of you listening, had done that in front of me or, had told me that you were feeling those things, I would be devastated to hear that. I would feel so sad knowing that you were being hard on yourself. So I can't believe I was doing that to myself. And I think what's really important is for us to really just remember thriving together is not about thriving at the same pace or in the same way as the person next to you or in front of you or behind you or whatever. It's about you. So I hope I've driven that point home for you today. I hope you really get that. This podcast, although I shared some pretty intense, vulnerable things today, and I'm sure there will be vulnerability weaved throughout this entire show because that is a big part of what I do. But it's really not about always feeling like we have to keep up with each other, and that's really the thing. So that was my journey. That's what I went through. But I want you to look at your own life and think about what have you been going through that you have been being hard on yourself for? What have you been shaming yourself for? And that is what I want you to really think about this week until we get to next week's episode. I used to have this segment in my old show called Meditate on This, and I don't know what I'm gonna call this segment for this show, but for now, I just want to give you some love work, not homework because that might be triggering for some people, but some love work to just focus on what have you been being hard on yourself for, and what have you been feeling like, I should have this figured out, I should have this all together. And how can you let that go just a little bit more and be a little bit more gentle with yourself this week? I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to hear if you're in the Chronicon community. We'll have a post about the podcast in the community itself, so you can comment right on there. If you're not in the community, you can always DM me. I love hearing from people. And we'll just be on this journey together, but at our own pace. So, how this show is going to go is I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of solo episodes. I find them to be like such an honor and such a privilege. This was, I don't even know how long this this episode is, but this was me really attempting to go a bit deeper and starting off the show in a really, specific kind of way, but I think I'm just gonna flow with how it comes together in the future. And then I do want to have some like cute, fun episodes with friends. I think it will be so fun, and also I want the episodes with people that are in my life to feel like you guys are just like hanging out in our room together with us, like not feel so expert-y, I want it to feel like I'm opening you up to some of my amazing friends, some of the people that inspire me on a daily basis, and some of the people that help me thrive in my life, so much more. So that's a little bit about how the show is going to go. And then we're also trying to figure out a way for folks to call in to the show and leave voice notes and all of that. So I don't think we'll have that on this episode, but I'd love for y'all to be a part of the show in that way too. I think that would be so fun and just add so much like richness and heart to what we're doing. Because again, it's not about me, it's about all of us and about you specifically. And I just can't wait to be on this journey with you. It feels really exciting and it feels really nourishing for my creative spirit and my heart to have gone through so many things over this last year, especially, but just even throughout the pandemic or since I launched the Point of Pain podcast, my first podcast, and to feel like we're in this new space together. And I feel really, really energized about it and really excited about it. And I think that it's going to be really interesting to see like how it all comes together. And there's just so much going on with Chronicon that we're building that I know having this space for us to come together, hopefully every week, if I can have enough spoons, enough energy to do that, I'd love to be with you every week. But yeah, I just think there's gonna be a lot to share here. So love you all. Thanks for just being on this journey with me. And also, like, thank you for being hopefully okay with the fact that this podcast is definitely gonna be a little bit more raw, a little bit more. I mean, I don't want it to be rough, but I guess that's the word that's coming up for me. Like, just not maybe as I'm just gonna try to not be as worried about like everything being so perfect. And sometimes I might like record things on the fly when I'm on my phone, and sometimes I might record things when my hair is literally like a bird's nest right now, because it just is. And I'm at my brother's place and I don't have anything with me. So this is what we've got. So yeah, I'm just like really hoping that you'll be on the journey with me and that it'll feel nourishing and kind of like exciting to be in this really like unfiltered way, be on the journey in this unfiltered way together. So I love you all, and I can't wait for more soon. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Thriving Together. I really hope you enjoyed it. And something that would make a huge difference if you did happen to enjoy it is to rate and review the podcast, especially on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. It really, really matters when we get that kind of feedback. And hopefully it's feedback that this is supporting you on your journey. Thank you so much again for listening, and I can't wait to be with you next week.